Kalim, chapter 22, Mishnah 1. A shulchan vahadul piki, a table or a sideboard. Shinifchasu, a table for eating on, or a sideboard, that lost a piece out of its stop, so it's no longer complete. Or shechipan b'shayish, or he overlaid it with marble. And the query with overlaying it with marble is that marble's not susceptible to tumah. It's stone, right? So in this kind of context, it wouldn't be susceptible to tumah. V'shiabim makom hanachas hakoses. But if he leaves over on it a place, a room to put cups, tumah, it is still susceptible to impurity. So it comes out. If it breaks completely, if the table breaks completely, it's no longer susceptible to impurity. If it's overlaid completely with marble, no longer susceptible to impurity. But if he leaves, if there's a part that's not broken, big enough to put cups on, still functional, still susceptible to impurity. Or if there's a space big enough that's not covered with marble, still susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Makom anachas chasichas. He says it has to be room enough to put pieces of bread or meat. So more room than a cup, basically. He holds that you have to have more room than a cup, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda.